You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Math and archaeology? Sometimes. Let's learn about statistics.
This is episode 270 for the 27th of September, 2017.
Welcome to ARC365, a podcast today, every day for 2017. My name is Chelsea Slotin, and on this episode, I'm going to be talking about statistics and archaeology. You see a lot of statistics in archaeology papers, everything from basic statistics, like mean, median, and mode, to more advanced stuff, like Bayesian statistics. In this podcast, we're just going to talk about the basics of statistics. The first rule of statistics in archaeology should be, if you want to do statistics with your work, involve a statistician from the beginning. Statisticians need certain types of data to do their work. If you don't gather it, they can't analyze it. So unless you're a statistics whiz, talk to someone who is before you start your project. Your future self will thank you. To make this statistics conversation easier, there are some basic terms and ideas you should know. The first is, there are three different types of data, and you can do different analysis based on what type of data you have. The first type of data is called nominal data. It is categorical in nature and does not contain any sort of numerical value or ranking. Examples of nominal data include yes-no, multiple choice type data such as sex and gender, religion, eye color, type of pottery, etc. Next up, we have ordinal data, which is data that has some numerical order, such as highest to lowest, but no numerical values. This type of data usually includes a scale such as work satisfaction. Satisfied is better than neutral, but we don't necessarily know by how much. I don't see a lot of this type of data in archaeology. The third type of data is numerical data. Numerical data is really good for statistics. And in case the name didn't give it away, numerical data are numeric scales that have both an order and a specific difference between the values. They include data such as age, income, height, temperature, length, width, etc. When in doubt, try to collect numerical level data, as it is the data that you can do the most with in statistics. Again, your statistician will thank you. Once you have your data, what can it tell you? Well, it depends on the type of analysis you do. You can do univariate analysis, which is the analysis of a single variable, or multivariate analysis, where you analyze multiple variables in relation to one another. A common place to start in statistics is with the mean, median, and mode. The mean is the average of your data. The median is the midpoint of your data, and the mode is the most commonly occurring data point. This information can help you figure out what type of distribution represents your univariate data, normal or skewed. A normal distribution is when your graph is symmetrical and your mean equals your median. If your graph is asymmetrical, and I'm talking about a standard bell curve here, your data is skewed and your mean does not equal your median. Your sample size is also extremely important. If you have a small sample size, a slight outlier in your data has the possibility to make your sample seem more skewed than it may be, while a large sample will be less affected by outliers. This is a result of the law of large numbers. Basically, more data is generally good and likely to be more representative of the sample you're dealing with. If there are any statisticians listening, our data sets are almost never as large as you would like. We've got preservation issues, but we do the best we can. Moving on to multivariate analysis. In this case, bivariate analysis. Bivariate analysis is analyzing the relationship between two variables. If you've ever heard the phrase correlation is not causality, that applies here. This type of analysis can tell you if two variables are related, but not whether one change in data is caused by the other. The most common analysis for this type of data that you see in archaeology are chi-squared and t-tests. Chi-squared tests are done with nominal data, and t-tests should only be done with numerical data. If someone is trying to do a t-test with nominal data, you should ignore their conclusions because it's not a valid test. Some other things you may want to look out for when looking at how people are using statistics in their analysis are: beware when people use stats to prove the theory they want to prove. Statistics can be manipulated to make something seem true. So if people are using an odd statistical test, greatly reducing the size of their sample for no logical reason, or not presenting all their data, be very wary. Another big no-no in statistics is removing outliers from your data because the results look better without outliers. Unless the author gives an extremely compelling reason, such as contaminated samples, it's likely the statistics are being manipulated to prove the author's theory. Again, be wary. Statistics are very useful for eliminating working hypotheses, and providing the reader with the hypotheses you have discounted is a great way to show that the researcher has done a thorough analysis and followed the scientific process. It is also important to note that absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Any paper that states something wasn't found, so it couldn't exist, should be treated with extreme skepticism. This is especially true in archaeology, where preservation bias can erase a lot of our data. That doesn't mean it never existed. So remember to be skeptical of what you're reading and make sure the statistics are being accurately used before you accept a conclusion based on statistics. If you're interested in learning more about how to detect faulty statistics, I would suggest the book The Fine Art of Baloney Detection by Carl Sagan. Thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.